Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The latest Rural Main Street Index shows rising input prices as the top threat for 2022 farmers. Released Thursday, the index declined in January, though it remained above growth neutral for the 14th straight month. Overall, the region's reading for January fell to 61.1 from December's 66.7. The index ranges between 0 and 100, with a reading of 50, representing growth neutral. The region's farmland price index decreased to a very strong 88.5 from December's record high of 90. This month, the bankers were asked to identify the greatest 2022 risk for farmers in their area. Bankers overwhelmingly named rising farm input prices, such as fertilizer, as the top farm threat. Bankers ranked disruptions to the delivery of farm inputs and rising interest rates as the second and third greatest 2022 threats to farm operations. However, one Iowa banker puts it, increased input costs have raised our average farmer break-even points, but currently commodity prices still produce moderate gains in all areas of the financial statements. Well, there might not be a current quick fix for the currently very high fertilizer prices. Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
What can be done about the skyrocketing prices of fertilizers and other inputs?
There's no silver bullet. I wish there were, and if there were, we would certainly be on top of it.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack telling a House Ag Committee hearing this week that those prices we're seeing are the result of many different situations coming together.
Part of it has to do with global demand. Part of it has to do with decisions made by other countries to prevent resources from coming to the U.S.
But again, there's no immediate answer to that. But longer term, Vilsack says,
one thing we need to do is take a look at ways in which we can be less dependent on outside sources and resources for these materials so that we don't face export controls as we're facing today.
But meanwhile, for today, Vilsack said farmers this next season will have to perhaps reduce fertilizer use and do everything else they can to cope with those high input prices.
It's a challenge. There's no question about it.
Cover crops aren't just for your fields anymore. They're also beneficial for your garden, too. The University of Illinois Extension says using cover crops in the home garden has many benefits, including soil structure, drawing nutrients out from deep in the soil, and increasing soil fertility. Cover crops are planted before a garden is planted or after the harvest and can also be planted in areas that are unused for the season. There are two types of cover crops to consider, warm season and cool season. Warm season cover crops are planted in the spring or the summer before the garden is planted or in a fallow area. Buckwheat, cowpeas, and crimson clover are warm season and are common cover crops used in the home garden. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.